Today is the fourth day of December. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. I'm Brian. It is a joy, an honor, a privilege, and a commitment to be here with you today as we gather yet again in a very, very beautiful sacred space that we call the Global Campfire. So come on in. It is so good to see you. So grateful that we have this time that we can spend walking through another step on the grand adventure that is the adventure of the Bible. And as we do every day and have done every day for a couple of decades now, we'll pick up right where we left off. And that leads us back into the book of Daniel. Today, Daniel chapter 11, verse 36 through 12, verse 13. Then the king will do as he pleases. He will exalt and magnify himself above every deity, and he will utter presumptuous things against the God of gods. He will succeed until the time of wrath is completed, for what has been decreed must occur. He will not respect the gods of his fathers, not even the god loved by women. He will not respect any god. He will elevate himself above them all. What he will honor is a god of fortresses, a god his fathers did not acknowledge. He will honor with gold, silver, valuable stones, and treasured commodities. He will attack mighty fortresses aided by a foreign deity. To those who recognize him, he will grant considerable honor. He will place them in authority over many people, and he will parcel out land for a price. At the time of the end, the king of the south will attack him. Then the king of the north will storm against him with chariots, horsemen, and a large armada of ships. He will invade lands, passing through them like an overflowing river. Then he will enter the beautiful land. Many will fall, but these will escape: Edom, Moab, and the Ammonite leadership. He will extend his power against other lands. The land of Egypt will not escape. He will have control over the hidden stores of gold and silver, as well as all the treasures of Egypt. Libyans and Ethiopians will submit to him, but reports will trouble him from the east and north, and he will set out in a tremendous rage to destroy and wipe out many. He will pitch his royal tents between the seas toward the beautiful holy mountain, but he will come to his end with no one to help him. At that time, Michael, the great prince who watches over your people, will arise. There will be a time of distress, unlike any other from the nations beginning up to that time. But at that time, your own people, all those whose names are found written in the book, will escape. Many of those who sleep in the dusty ground will awake, some to everlasting life and others to shame and everlasting abhorrence. But the wise will shine like the brightness of the heavenly expanse. And those bringing many to righteousness will be like the stars forever and ever. But you, Daniel, close up these words and seal the book until the time of the end. Many will dash about, and knowledge will increase. I, Daniel, watched as two others stood there, one on each side of the river. One said to the man clothed in linen who was above the waters of the river, "When will the end of these wondrous events occur?" Then I heard the man clothed in linen who was over the waters of the river, as he raised both his right and left hands to the sky and made an oath by the one who lives forever, "It is for a time, times, and half a time. Then when the power of the one who shatters the holy people has been exhausted, all these things will be finished." I heard, but I did not understand, so I said, "Sir, what will happen after these things?" He said, "Go, Daniel, for these matters are closed and sealed until the time of the end. Many will be purified, made clean, and refined, but the wicked will go on being wicked. None of the wicked will understand, though the wise will understand. From the time that the daily sacrifice is removed and the abomination that causes desolation is set in place, there are 1,290 days. Blessed is the one who waits and attains to the 1,335 days. But you should go your way until the end. You will rest, and then at the end of the days, you will arise to receive what you have been allotted." First John 4. Dear friends, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to determine if they are from God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. By this you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses Jesus as the Christ, who has come in the flesh, is from God. But every spirit that refuses to confess Jesus, that spirit is not from God. And this is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you have heard is coming, and now is already in the world. You are from God, little children, and have conquered them, because the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world. They are from the world. Therefore, they speak from the world's perspective, and the world listens to them. We are from God. The person who knows God listens to us, but whoever is not from God does not listen to us. By this we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of deceit. Dear friends, let us love one another, because love is from God. And everyone who loves has been fathered by God and knows God. The person who does not love does not know God, because God is love. By this the love of God is revealed in us, that God has sent his one and only Son into the world so that we may live through him. In this is love, not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the atoning sacrifice for our sins. Dear friends, if God so loved us, then we also ought to love one another. No one has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God resides in us, and his love is perfected in us. By this we know that we reside in God and he in us, and that he has given us of his Spirit. And we have seen and testified that the Father has sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. If anyone confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God resides in him and he in God. And we have come to know and to believe the love that God has in us. God is love, and the one who resides in love resides in God, and God resides in him. By this, love is perfected with us so that we may have confidence in the day of judgment, because just as Jesus is, so also are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear. Because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears punishment has not been perfected in love. We love because he loved us first. If anyone says, "I love God," and yet hates his fellow Christian, he is a liar. Because the one who does not love his fellow Christian, whom he has seen, cannot love God whom he has not seen. And the commandment we have from him is this, that the one who loves God should love his fellow Christian too. Psalm 123, a song of ascents. I look up toward you, the one enthroned in heaven. Look as the eyes of servants look to the hand of their master, as the eyes of a female servant look to the hand of her mistress. So our eyes will look to the Lord our God until he shows us favor. Show us favor, O Lord. Show us favor. For we have had our fill of humiliation and then some. We have had our fill of the taunts of the self-assured, of the contempt of the proud. Proverbs 29:2-4. When the righteous become numerous, the people rejoice. When the wicked rule, the people groan. The man who loves wisdom brings joy to his father, but whoever associates with prostitutes wastes his wealth. A king brings stability to a land by justice, but one who exacts tribute tears it down. Okay, as we're digging into the meat of 1 John, this first letter of John the Apostle, we can see from the way he's talking into the life of the early church, and that many were being deceived and ultimately abandoning or walking away from faith in Jesus. Some just began to follow different or new teachings. Others became violently opposed to or antagonistic, anti-Christ. And there were many different skewed teachings from these original teachings that were developing. And for good reason, just trying to understand the mystery and yet deviating from the core values that were taught. There was one in particular that claimed that Jesus was real, but was a spiritual being, a spiritual apparition almost, like a ghost, rather than truly a flesh and blood human being. And the question that that brought up was whether Jesus was divine, was God, was the divine made visible to human eyes, or whether he was the divine God made flesh. And this teaching would later be called Docetism. And John is addressing this issue specifically in discerning the Spirit of God. According to John, those that were going to walk away from what they had first been taught, favoring a false teaching, did not have this spirit of discernment, the Spirit of God within them to tell them the truth. Instead, they were embracing a spirit that was anti-Christ, which is a pretty serious thing to say. And so in that context, John said something that became shockingly famous. You belong to God, dear children. You have already won a victory over these people because the Spirit who lives in you, and this is the famous part, the Spirit who lives in you is greater than the Spirit who lives in the world. So John is telling the readers that the Spirit of God isn't like this completely esoteric, distant mystery, as some of these teachers were trying to reason out with logic and trying to figure out and suggesting. John is saying, hang on. The Spirit of God resides within those who believe. And the Spirit of God is greater than any deception from the world. John is not just speaking theology, though. John wanted the reader, us, to comprehend this unspeakable mystery that is a reality. And that is this: the Spirit of God is within you. So because of Christ, John is saying, the human, which is what we are, and the divine, which is what the Spirit of God is, can be intertwined in intimacy and covenant and collaboration. They can be this way because, according to John, not just John, the gospel, because Jesus modeled that, the human and the divine intertwined in covenantal intimacy and relationship. And what would be the evidence that this is true? For John and for us, it is this: love. John says, listen, friends, we have to continue to love each other. Love comes from God. Anyone who loves is a child of God and knows God. But anybody who doesn't does not know God, because God is love. And God showed how much he loved us by sending his one and only Son to the world so that we might find eternal life and connection through him. This is real love. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son. Friends, God loved us that much, so we surely ought to love like that toward each other. Because nobody's ever seen God, but if we love each other, we're seeing God. God lives in us, and his love is brought to full expression in us. So in this context, then, Jesus is the physical, human embodiment of the love of God for us. A love we could see in action. It wasn't demonstrated by a ghost or an apparition. It was offered by God in the flesh. And when we love one another, we are making the love of God visible in the flesh. Our flesh. Just like Jesus did. And John explains it. He says, God is love. All who live in love live in God, and God lives in them. And as we live in God, our love grows more perfect. So we won't be afraid on the day of judgment. But we can face him with confidence because we live like Jesus here in this world. Such love has no fear. Perfect love casts out all fear. This is famous, and it can be a little bit heady. Slow the whole train down for a second and understand that what is being said here is monumental, overpowering, overwhelming spiritual reality. John says we can't see God, but we can see each other. And when we live in the reality that the Spirit of God is within us, we begin to understand that being the body of Christ is more than what church we go to and what church we're against. It's more than this metaphor. We are physically bringing the love of God to the world, like Christ. Christ-like. Because, John is telling us, it's the same Spirit. It's the same one that is within us. And God's love is made perfect in us when we live into it. And perfect love casts out all fear. Paul, as we will remember, when we were reading through the letters to the Corinthians, spoke of love in the 13th chapter of Corinthians. But if there was ever a case to be made about why we need to, in fact, must find a way to live in love, it is the 4th chapter of 1 John. When we love, we are assured that the Spirit of God is with us and within us. When we love, we are physically bringing God's love into the world. And when we do that, we are being perfected. When we love, we are being like Christ. And so how do we respond to this? Like, I'm thinking this, and I've read this a lot of times, and literally had to sit down and work it out in my mind and try to understand how to get into the mindset that this is a reality and live into this. How do we respond to this? Because the truth is, that is not, like, you don't just get into the mindset and then it stays that way. Because we are facing challenges to this constantly. Every way, every off-ramp from this reality is available to us, and we get off all the time. It comes down to this for John. And we'll end with this. John says, listen, friend. And so listen, friend. We have to continue to love each other. Because love is what comes from God. So Holy Spirit, come. Spirit of truth. Presence of God. Love of God. Love of God that first we have to accept, so that we have no lack, and so that we can love ourselves, so that in turn we can lose ourselves in your love, so that we can then be your love in this world. That is a process, and that is opposed viciously by humanity, by our human nature. And yet we are being transformed from this lower nature into a higher nature of God. Help us to remember what's going on here. We ask in the name of Jesus. Amen. DailyAudioBible.com and the Daily Audio Bible app. These are home base. It's where you find out what's going on around here. So Christmas is what's going on around here. So Jill and I came on yesterday, talked about the upcoming Christmas party. Man, we just have a lot going on here at the flurry of the end of the 20th year. So the campfire stories, we released that a couple of days ago. Been great to hear from everybody. Man, that has been so moving to hear the outpouring of different stories from all around the world. Now it's time to prepare for our Christmas party, which will happen here in a couple of weeks. And so it's time to call in your holiday greetings. Same way we always communicate with the hotline in the app, or you can dial 877-942-4253. Just a couple of kind of rules. One, don't call a prayer request and a holiday greeting in the same call. And two, only one holiday greeting call. Like, you can't stack up like five of them to tell like this long, long, long thing. Just everybody gets, it gets really, really long, and it's really, really beautiful. And man, it really helps a lot of people. It helps me. I get the Christmas blues. Like, that happens to me. But I also know there's just a lot of just very, very loaded things around the holiday. Really, really difficult, even traumatic things, emotions that live around the holidays. It's beautiful. It's a blessing. It's wonderful. But for some people, it's like some of the really hardest days of the year. And so, and the Christmas party and stuff like that. Every year we hear from the community here, from people that are like, this was my Christmas. I don't have anybody. Or like everything that's in my life, the people that I do have, the family that I do have, it's chaos. This is the only peaceful part of Christmas that I have, just to sit here around the campfire, around the tree, and just hear these beautiful words of affirmation and encouragement. And so we love that. I'm grateful for that. And so let your voice be heard. Don't wait until it's too late. Call in your holiday greetings now, in the app or with the phone. Also, the Christmas box, reminding you that that is fully available. The breathing prayer books, which have been flying again for, because they make just a great Christmas gift, are back in stock. We had kind of sold out and we had to remanufacture, so those are available. It's letting you know that everything is in the Daily Audio Bible shop. You can get to that at dailyaudiobible.com or using the app, press the drawer icon in the upper left-hand corner and you'll find the shop in there. If you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, you can do that at dailyaudiobible.com. There is a link on the homepage. If you are using the app, you can press the give button in the upper right-hand corner. Or the mailing address is P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee, 37174. And thank you. Thank you as we move through this season and approach the end of the year. Thank you for your partnership. And as always, if you have a prayer request or encouragement or holiday greeting, hit the hotline button in the app or dial 877-942-4253. And that's it for today. I'm Brian. I love you. And I'll be waiting for you here tomorrow.
Hi, this is Darlene from California, and I love the Daily Audio Bible. Sometimes I miss it, but I try to catch up. And today I just heard Skip Morgan. And Skip, your voice touched my heart. I just love you. I can hear the sweetness in your voice. And so in the name of Jesus, I pray for your spirit to be lifted up and that the Lord will put the Skip back in your step, because that's your name. So I pray that when you walk, you'll feel lighter and more joyful. Lord, I ask for you to send people into Skip's life to help lift him up and bring him through this time that he's going through. I bless him. I love him. I think, Lord God, that you created an adorable human being here with a precious heart. I can hear it in his voice. And so God bless you, Skip. And I trust and believe that you are going to get that Skip back in your step. Bye-bye. I love Daily Audio family. I love you. Bye-bye.
Hello, DAP family. This is Lynn, who loves the Lord, calling in with a prayer request for my adult son, who's having a stressful work situation. Dear Lord, I pray that you will give our son peace, wisdom, guidance, and direction, and show him the way he should go. I pray that he will be able to get good rest, good night's sleep, and not be anxious about anything, but rather give everything to you, dear Lord, in Jesus' name. I also want to give a praise report from a request I called in about a year ago. Some friends of ours that live in Redding, California, whose 20-plus-something-year-old son was in a very severe car accident. He went off a cliff and rolled his car several times and was paralyzed. Well, I'm happy to say that we serve a holy, mighty, awesome, miracle-working God. And this young man can now walk. Praise the Lord, and thanks for your prayers. God is so good. Have a great day.
This message is for Skip, the last caller on 1128. I just wanted to let you know that Jesus always loves you and he's always there for you even though you can't feel it. And all of us in the DAB family love you very much. And I'm sending you big hugs of love and encouragement. Take care.
Greetings, DAB family. I hope all of you have had a wonderful and happy Thanksgiving. I just got Skip Morgan, your request for prayer on the 28th of November. I just want to respond to that, my dear brother. It was a very short request, but God hears it and knows it. Father, we just thank you for my dear brother, Skip. And he says he's feeling depressed and out of sorts right now. We just ask you to comfort his heart. And Lord, at this season, so many people are feeling depressed and discouraged. Father, we know that it's a time of joy, but the adversary comes in and he tries to rob us of that joy and gives us all kinds of feelings of hurt. Lord, I ask you to encourage my brother and strengthen him and every one of my DAB family, Father, that are going through a really tough time now. We ask this, Father God, in Jesus' name, amen. This is Alan in Southern Litchfield County, Connecticut. God bless you, folks.